Welcome to the Fuller Monday Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 31st of December, 2007, recording at 8:39 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. So, Happy New Year! Well, having abused you with a 50-minute big-picture long-term outlook audio on Friday, I promise to keep this one brief. First, a quick highlight of today's action. Stock markets mostly continued to limp towards the end of the year here, although they were firm in Asia for the most part. Hang Seng had a good gain, and India again right up there by its highs. A number of markets were closed, but Taiwan, South Korea putting on pretty decent gains. That was not replicated in Europe, where we saw small declines for most, not all, the indices. Germany, a stellar performer this year relative to the rest of Europe, must have been up at least 22%, closing out with a gain right up near the highs. Wall Street is a bit of a sad performance in here today. Nothing too heavy, but down around 0.5 percentage point across the main indices. But interestingly and surprisingly, the bank share indices, which I just looked at a couple of minutes ago, are up on the day, although that's up off their recent lows, which have been tested and retested, or the earlier low, which has been tested and retested. Now, government bonds are steady here generally. And the U.S. dollar started weaker and had a big turnaround in here today. The U.S. dollar index, it's currently up nearly 400 ticks at 76.61. So it got down, broke down beneath that 76 level. You might remember, and I think I showed that chart and talked about that, that's sort of 76, 76.20. That was the upside breakout point. So it was the first test of a possible support area might lead to some ranging, and that's what we're seeing in here today. That's caused the euro to fall back to 145.91 off a day's high of 147.48. And precious metals mostly softer in here today. Is that right? No, half of them are. Gold having rallied up to 843.24, that's spot bullion. Effectively a test of the year's high, not all that far off the all-time high of 850, but last traded at 833.6. That's down $6.90. And we had a decline in small decline in platinum in here, but closing well off the lows. Palladium strong, is up $5 here as I speak, just over $5 at 375.15 for the spot market, and silver's closed up a couple of cents, 2.5 cents. Now, what else to mention here? Grains and beans were up in corn and down a little bit on soybeans. The industrial metals were all weaker in here today, nothing big, but continuing that little sag, and or big sag for a few of them, and wheat unchanged on the day. Okay, so what can we say here? Well, sentiment regarding stock markets is pretty nervous. You can see that both in terms of the ranging market action. And now I'm speaking mainly for Western commentators and Western market action. When I say that, the Asian markets are looking decidedly healthier. The resources markets are looking decidedly healthier. How many times have you heard that? It's the same old theme. We've been playing these themes for the last few years. And I don't see any reason to change the investment script going into 2008. But what about that subdued sentiment overall? Well, that will pose a little bit of a test for markets in the first few days of trading. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens come Wednesday. Most markets, of course, will be closed tomorrow, and we resume our commentary at Fuller Money on Wednesday. But the rest of the week and next week will be revealing in terms of overall sentiment in the West. I guess we shouldn't be too surprised if we see a little more of the same here with a lack of aggressive participation, but you can never be sure because we get more people returning from that Christmas holiday. An optimist would take the very cautious sentiment to pessimistic sentiment that we see from a lot of the Western commentators. Say an optimist would take that as a contrary indicator and regard it as bullish. And a pessimist would say, well, they're going to be right here at some point, I suppose. I face the new year without any sort of Panglossian view, but as an opportunity. And I will be disappointed and somewhat surprised if the main Fuller Money themes don't distinguish themselves. Hopefully, in both real terms and on an absolute or on a relative basis, I'm trying to say. So, in other words, to see real gains for those positions and also a relative performance versus the wobbly, wobbly West. And I hope that doesn't sound like knocking copy. I love living in the West. I'm very fond of Western culture. I'm also fond of other cultures, certainly, in very much including Eastern cultures, but I have referred to the enterprising East and the wobbly West in terms of investment opportunities, and I think that's going to remain the case overall. But there will be opportunities in the West, certainly in the UK, where we see a number of interesting multinational companies listed. And in the US, the same thing, those big multinational companies. I think that those that derive most of their earnings, or a large portion of their earnings from outside the US, will continue to do well. The resources sectors and the agricultural shares should also do well. Bonds, as I've said before, they'll stay up, the bond prices will stay relatively firm while people are worried about the recession and global slowdown risk. That may well carry for a few months into the new year, but I suspect at some point growth is going to pick up. And if we don't have a bullish first portion of the year, and that's not a forecast, that's I'm saying putting it hypothetically, if we don't have a bullish earlier few months of the year, and remember seasonally the first quarter is quite bullish and it usually carries on into the second quarter, but if we don't get that, I would expect the Wall Street leash effect to have been negative as a contributor, and I would also expect the Wall Street leash effect to turn positive in certainly in the fourth quarter of 2008 as optimism builds up regarding the change of administrations in the White House. And I think that even the hardcore Republicans will feel a little bit of relief about that, if only because they'll have to stop being in the minority or defending an administration which, whatever one might say about it, is deeply unpopular globally. And they will be relieved that somebody else is carrying all those daunting problems. But I'm by no means writing off opportunities in the first few months of this year. I'm just going to be a little bit guarded, and let's see how things develop. And again, main themes. I think that we will see gold breaking upwards to another new high quite soon. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see it occur next month. And industrial metals, they may require a little bit more confidence among investors in the global economic recovery. That's certainly, or global economic expansion, not recovery. But picking up from this slowdown that we have seen, or that people fear. So when people become a little bit more optimistic about global GDP growth, we'll certainly see that reflected in the industrial metals, I believe, and that is something that we will see next year in 2008. And I expect the agricultural commodities to remain generally firm. We'll get an interesting psychological test. I think it's on the 12th of January when the USDA report comes out. And in other words, has the, well, my sources tell me that we will see downgrades in the US crops. And the interesting point will be, has the rally that we've seen recently been a case of buy the rumor, sell the news, in which case the grains and beans would spill over into corrections shortly following the USDA announcement, or will it catch the majority of people by surprise and lead to another spike on the upside? Well, we'll see, as they say. Meanwhile, I'm still long my corn and protected with a with a trailing stop. And crude oil, I do expect that to break above the $100 level in 2008. Again, these industrial commodities, it's still that demand, increasing demand overall, and a bit of supply and elasticity. Okay, I think that's pretty much it. So let me just finish by once again wishing you a very happy new year and a healthy, peaceful, and happy and prosperous 2008. All the best. Speak to you next year.